In a small village of Africa, there are many children playing in the forest in front of their huts. Children 1. Here comes Grandpa. He is a great storyteller. Children 2. Dear Grandpa, we want to hear a story. Please tell us an interesting one for us. Other children. Yeah, yeah, story, story, story. Grandpa, once upon a time there lived a crocodile that lived in the River Nile in Africa. Grandpa 2, on both sides of the Nile there were large music fruit trees. Grandpa 3, a monkey lived in one of the trees. He ate fruit all day. Monkey, these fruits are so delicious and juicy. I'm so lucky to live in a fruit tree. Crocodile. It's very hot. I think I will sit under this tree and sleep in the shade. The fruits on the tree look so delicious. I wish I could climb the tree and pick some. Monkey. Since you are resting under my tree, you are my guest. Please come and taste some of my delicious fruits. Grandpa. The monkey plucked the juiciest fruit of the tree and gave it to the crocodile. Crocodile. Oh, thank you, monkey. You're so kind. Monkey. You're welcome. Come again anytime. Children. Monkeys, crocodiles, monkey, crocodiles. You say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Grandpa 2. Soon, the crocodile came every day. They could eat the fruit and talk to one another for hours. Grandpa 2. One day, as the crocodile was leaving to swim home, the monkey gave him some fruit. Monkey. Crocodile, give this fruit to your wife. I plucked them especially for her. Grandpa 2. The crocodile swam home and gave the fruit to his wife. She was very happy. Crocodile's wife. These fruits are delicious. I have never tasted such sweet fruit in all my life. Where did you get them from? Crocodile. I got them from my friend, the monkey. He lives in a fruit tree, so he knows which ones are the sweetest. Crocodile's wife. Does the monkey eat fruit every day? Crocodile. Yes, only the sweetest and juiciest ones. Why do you ask? Crocodile's wife.